cancellation of the AirVenture Cup race was not EAA's doing. The Help Wanted sign is out at Kestrel Aircraft. An almost perfectly preserved P-40 is found in the Sahara Desert. This is Aero News for Monday, May 14, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. EAA spokesman Dick Nepinski says the annual AirVenture Cup race was not canceled by EAA, but rather by its organizers. In an email statement in reply to ANN and other media inquiries, Nepinski explained that the race has been organized by a group of EAA volunteers, with the organization giving support. The race takes place outside of AirVenture, but with all the competitors flying together for a mass arrival at the air show. Since last year, there had been discussions aimed at clarifying the event's relationship with EAA, including its naming and branding elements. However, Nepinski says the EAA had urged the organizers to continue the event and will continue to offer volunteer support. All is not gloomy in the general aviation world. Kestrel Aircraft Company, based in Brunswick, Maine, in Superior, Wisconsin, led by aviation entrepreneur and Cirrus Aircraft founder Alan Klappmeyer, is pleased to announce that the company will be hosting a job fair in Wichita, Kansas. Interested applicants should bring their documentation and other information to the Wichita East Holiday Inn this Wednesday and Thursday. Kestrel will be conducting interviews with qualified applicants who attend the sessions. There will be an informational session on Tuesday from 1800 to 1900 Central Daylight Time. The job fair will be open from 10 a.m. until 1900 both Wednesday and Thursday. Kestrel says that a list of open positions and other company information is available on their website. A badly damaged but nearly perfectly preserved Kitty Hawk P-40 has been found nearly 70 years after it went down in the Sahara Desert, along with what appears to be a makeshift shelter built by the pilot, Flight Sergeant Dennis Copping, as he waited in vain to be rescued. The airplane was discovered by a Polish oil company worker on an exploration mission in the western desert of Egypt, according to a report in the UK newspaper The Daily Mail. Military records show that Copping was ferrying the P-40 from an Egyptian base to another location for repair. The pilot reportedly lost his bearings, went off course, and was never heard from again. Photographs show the airplane's nearly intact cockpit with instruments still readable. The engine is barely rusted, and there is still live ammo in the magazine. The airplane's radio and batteries were found near the wreckage, indicating they'd been removed by the pilot. Also nearby are what appear to be remains of a parachute, which is thought was used by Sergeant Copping for shelter before he tried to walk out of the desert. No human remains have been found, but a search is being conducted within a 20-mile radius of the accident site. The RAF Museum is already working with the Ministry of Defense to recover the P-40. The online news site, The Blazer, reports that British authorities are concerned that the airplane will be stripped for scrap by locals who now know of its existence. The Egyptian military has already reportedly seized the plane's guns and ammunition for safety reasons, and British authorities say they are in a race against time to get the airplane out as complete as possible. It is thought that there are only about 20 airworthy examples of the P-40 in existence. An internal FAA memo has been leaked to the media, and it suggests FAA altitude restrictions were not adequate around Arizona's Superstition Mountain. Six people were fatally injured when an aircraft, a Rockwell 690, impacted the mountain shortly after takeoff from Falcon Field in Mesa, Arizona, last Thanksgiving Eve. Among those aboard were three children. Their father was the pilot and co-owner of the aircraft. The accident happened at night. In the memo, which was prepared by FAA investigators at the scene of the accident and leaked this week to TV station KITP, the FAA writes, quote, "The airspace design with regard to obstacle or terrain clearance is not sufficient to ensure a margin of safety necessary to preclude the possibility of an accident similar to the one that occurred on November 23, 2011, end quote. Jim Tim, the executive director of the Arizona Pilots Association, told the station that he'd been warning the FAA about that airspace for years. The FAA says it will not comment on a matter involved in an ongoing investigation. Flight delays caused by the UK Aeronautical Information System, NATS, has been cut by 99% in 10 years to an all-time low level. Figures for February to April 2012 show the average NATS air traffic control delay was down to 1.4 seconds per flight, the lowest figure since records began in the mid-1990s. That compares to an average delay of 132.1 seconds, or almost 2.25 minutes, 10 years ago. NAT's introduction of new technology and smarter utilization of staff has contributed to the steady decrease in delays. Let's hope NextGen does the same for our FAA. The first prototype of Augusta Westland's new generation AW-169 helicopter flew for the first time last Thursday. The AW-169 program is on schedule to achieve basic civil certification in 2014. The 4.5-ton light intermediate helo performed as expected during the flight, which included an assessment of the helicopter's general handling and basic systems. The first prototype will be joined by two more aircraft later this year and a fourth prototype in 2013. The AW-169 incorporates several new technology features, including an APU mode capability and touchscreen cockpit devices. The AW-169 is set to be the most advanced and cost-effective helicopter in its class for EMS, search and rescue, law enforcement, passenger and offshore transport, and utility missions. When AeroNews continues, a New Zealand balloon pilot involved in a fatal accident tested positive for drugs. A helicopter ditches at sea with all hands safe and saluting civilian pilots.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
AeroNews continues now for Monday, May 14th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The pilot of a balloon that went down in New Zealand 4 months ago was found to have tested positive for marijuana post-mortem. New Zealand's Transport Accident Investigation Commission said that while findings had not linked marijuana use to the accident, the test results were, quote, concerning, end quote. Bloomberg News reports that in the January 7th accident, the balloon struck power lines and caught fire while preparing to land after a 45-minute flight near Carterton, northeast of the capital, Wellington. As the flames spread, two passengers jumped from the basket before the craft impacted the ground. The commission is investigating performance-impairing substances and their effects on pilot performance, as well as certification and maintenance of balloons and any possible malfunction during the accident. The balloon accident was the largest loss of New Zealand life in an air accident since 1979. Bond Offshore has suspended its North Sea helicopter flights to offshore oil rigs after one of its EC-225 Super Puma ships ditched in the sea on Thursday morning. All hands were rescued. Air accident investigators have found a cracked shaft in the main gearbox of the Bond EC-225 Super Puma. Bond said it is continuing its suspension of all EC-225 flights and has now also grounded its AS-332L2 helicopters. A Bond AS-332L2 crashed in the North Sea in 2009. All 16 men on board that ship were killed. In Thursday's incident, the crew of the helicopter carried out a controlled ditching following indications of a failure of the main gearbox lubrication system and subsequently a warning light indicating failure of the emergency lubricating system. All passengers and crew evacuated the helicopter into a life raft and were subsequently rescued. Two passengers did sustain minor injuries. Bond Offshore Helicopters is working with Eurocopter to find a means to return the ships to service. Evelyn B. Johnson of Jefferson, Tennessee, died at the age of 102 last Thursday. Beyond her advanced years, what makes her death newsworthy is that according to the New York Times, Mama Bird, as she was affectionately known, had flown an airplane more than almost any other person alive, 57,635.4 hours, or nearly 7 years of her life, was spent in the sky. Only one man has flown more hours, and in that time, she covered 5.5 million miles. That's more than 23 trips to the moon. She taught 5,000 students to fly, but her flying career was cut short by glaucoma and a leg amputation. Though she said at the time that even then the flying wasn't difficult, it was getting the prosthesis in and out of the airplane that was the problem. Mrs. Johnson said she saw something new and exciting on every flight. One can only imagine the sights that she is seeing now. If you're a regular listener to Aero News, you'll know that my usual format is to find a story of lighter fare with which to close these AeroCasts. In the industry, we call those stories kickers. Well, today, I've chosen to break that format for the following story. It rightfully deserves a place much higher in today's lineup, but I saved it for last in the hopes it will have a longer-lasting impression. A major step in the campaign to secure a Congressional Gold Medal, recognizing Civil Air Patrol members' service to the country during World War II, was taken last Friday when the U.S. Senate unanimously approved Senate Bill 418, introduced by Senator Tom Harkin, Democrat of Iowa. Harkin, commander of CAP's congressional squadron, told his colleagues, quote, "This legislation will offer long-overdue recognition to a small group of people who answered the call to duty at our nation's time of maximum danger," end quote. In the U.S. House of Representatives, where an identical measure, House Resolution 719, is pending, well over half of the 290 co-sponsors needed to guarantee passage have been secured. Additional co-sponsors are sought, and those interested can contact their congressional representative. The Congressional Gold Medal commemorates distinguished service to the nation. Since 1776, only about 300 such awards have been given. The award to CAP would be unusual in that a single medal would be awarded for the collective efforts of all World War II adult members. However, such an award is not without precedent, as other organizations that have been recognized by Congress for their wartime contributions include the Navajo Code Talkers, the Tuskegee Airmen, and the Women's Air Force Service Pilots. So we close this AeroCast by adding our voice to so many others who support this well-deserved recognition, to a group of civilian pilots who, like their brothers in arms, answered their country's call and proved they too were part of the greatest generation. Thanks for listening. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.